For WVIK News, I'm Zach Wilson. The Mississippi River in the Quad Cities dropped below major flood stage today, only for the second time this spring. In May, the river at Lock and Dam 15 broke the record for the longest period of time the Mississippi has been at or above 18 feet on consecutive days, 51 to be exact. A couple weeks later, the river rose again and stayed in major flood stage for another 16 days, a total of 67 so far this year. Hydrologist Jessica Brooks from the National Weather Service says while the forecast includes some rain, it shouldn't cause the river to rise again this month.
We're crossing our fingers for the local area here that works out. Of course, our neighbors to the south aren't going to be so lucky. They're still dealing with the flooding as well. So it's unfortunate, but somebody's going to keep having flooding problems. But at this point, it's looking like it's going to be shifting south.
She and her co-workers at the Weather Service in Davenport have not yet let down their guard. Downstream from the Quad Cities, many communities continue to deal with high water, and the soil is saturated.
We have some groundwater issues happening in some lower areas that, because the river's been high for so long, they're being impacted by high water table and then flooding in their properties where they normally don't because of how long the river's been up.
Brooks expects the Mississippi River in the Quad Cities to fall to flood stage, 15 feet, probably early next week. So far, the number of days it's been above flood stage is 90.